Lord this morning. Let's stand to our feet, lift our hands up high. Father, we come to you on one accord, blessing your holy, holy, holy name. You're great in your might. You're worthy, oh God. Come on, let the house say hallelujah. Open your mouth this morning. Father, we worship you already, oh God. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy is the King of Kings. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. We come into your house, oh God. We come into your house, Father, to bless your holy name, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We give you all of the praise. We give you all of the praise. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, you're worthy. Hallelujah, you're worthy. Come on, focus in. Father, we're going to press into your presence. Holy Spirit, you're so welcome here today. We welcome you. We welcome your presence. We welcome your greatness. We welcome your grace. We welcome your mercy. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, some of you still looking around. We're worshiping our King. We're worshiping our Lord this morning. We're giving him praise. It's the fruit of our lips, giving him thanks. Hallelujah.
I got joy in this moment. I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy in this moment. And I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy in this moment. And I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy, joy in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy
in this moment,
and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope. And I got joy
in this moment.
Peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy
in this moment.
And I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. Hope in His word. Hope in His love. I got hope in His promises. Because I got hope in God, hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises. Because I got hope in God, got hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises. Because I got hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises. Because I got hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises. Because I got hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises. Because I got joy in the morning, joy in this moment. And I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy, joy in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope
in God.
I got joy, joy in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got
joy in this moment.
I got peace
for tomorrow.
I'm expecting
my favor because I got hope in God.
I got hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises because I got hope in God. Hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises because I got hope in God. I got hope in His word. I got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises because I got hope. See, I got hope in His word. Hope in His word.
Hope in His love. Hope in His promises
because I got hope. See, I got hope.
Hope in His word.
Got hope in His love. I got hope in His promises because I got hope. Got hope in His word.
Hope in His word. Hope in His love. Hope in His promises because I got hope in God.
I got hope in Your word. I got hope in Your love. I got hope in Your promises because I got hope in You. Hope in Your word. Hope in Your love. Lord, I hope in Your promises because I got hope. I got hope in You, Lord. Hope in Your love. I got hope in Your promises because I got hope in You. Hope in Your word. I got hope in Your love. I got hope in Your promises because I got hope. I got hope in Your word. Hope in Your word. I got hope in Your love. I got hope in Your promises because I got hope. I got hope in Your word. I got hope in Your love. Hope in Your promises.
Hey. I got
joy in the moment. In this moment, I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope
in God.
I got joy
in this moment.
I got peace
for tomorrow.
I'm expecting my favor.
Hope in God.
I got joy.
Joy in this moment.
I got peace.
Tomorrow.
I'm expecting my favor.
Hope in God.
My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God can't lie, so I know He will supply.
My God can't lie. I know He will supply.
My God can't lie.
I know He will supply.
My
God can't lie. So I know He will supply.
My God can't lie. So I know He will supply. So my God can't lie. So I know He will supply. My God can't lie. So I know He will supply. Say, my God can't lie. My God can't lie, so I know. 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 My God! Hey! My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God can't lie, so I know He will supply. My God
can't lie, I know He will supply.
My God
can't lie, I know He will supply.
My God
can't lie.
got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got hope in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope
in God.
I got joy
in this moment, and I got
peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor because I got hope in God. I got joy in this moment, and I got peace for tomorrow. I'm expecting my favor. Oh, in God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. We give you praise. You're an awesome God. Oh, God, you're an awesome God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. You're worthy in this place. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with winds,
self,
power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wind, and love.
Our God is an
awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above with wisdom.
Our God is an awesome God.
Come on, lift those hands up and give praise to the Lord. Because He's worthy. He's worthy. From heaven above, from heaven above, our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above
with wisdom. So rain down, on us, Lord. Say rain down.
Rain down.
Rain down.
Rain down.
on us, Lord.
Saturate us with your presence and rain down, rain down, rain down, rain down on us, Lord. Fill us with your presence and rain.
Action to rain, rain down, rain down, oh, rain down,
rain down,
oh, Lord.
Yeah.
on us, Lord. We lift our hands, we lift our hearts in your presence. In your presence, God, there's fullness of joy. In your presence, Lord, there's fullness of joy. On us, we need your peace, oh God, yes. Hallelujah. Rain down.
Rain down.
Oh, rain down your presence, oh God. We desire you, oh Father. We desire you, Jesus. We desire you, Holy Spirit. With your holy presence, your holy fire, on us, Lord. Love to be in your presence. There's nothing like your presence, oh God. Oh yes, Lord. Come on, come closer to the mic. Oh, make us hungry for you. Make us hungry for you, Lord. We're hungry for you. We're thirsty for you, oh God. Press into your presence, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
are hungry for your presence in this place. We are hungry for your presence in this place. We are hungry for your presence in this place. Oh God. We are thirsty for your presence in this place. We are thirsty for your presence in this place. We are thirsty for your presence in this place. Oh God, we are hungry for your presence. We are hungry for your presence in this place. We are hungry for your presence in this place. We are hungry for your presence in this place. Oh God, we are thirsty, Lord. We are thirsty for your presence in this place. We are thirsty for your presence in this place, oh God. We are thirsty for your presence in this place. Oh God, we are hungry, we are hungry for your presence in this place. We are hungry for your presence in this place.
You're great and mighty. You're great and mighty. You're great and mighty, God. Thank you, Lord. You're great and mighty. You're great and mighty. Oh, hallelujah. You're great and mighty. You're great and mighty, God. You're great and mighty, oh God. Come on, if you know that your God is a great and mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're great and mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord is great and mighty. Father, you're great and mighty. Father, you're great and mighty. Father, you're a great and mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church, lift your hands to a great and mighty God. We are standing in his presence. Bless his holy, 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 holy name. Come on, how? Come on, blow. Let us go. Come on, let this atmosphere worship the Lord. The presence of God is saturating us even now. The presence of God is raining down on us, saturating us even now. Hallelujah. Come on, if you're gonna do that, do it. Do it with everything. Come on, worship him with everything. Come on, we still in the attitude of worship. Come on, musicians, worship him with everything. Feel this atmosphere, feel this atmosphere with me. There's more, there's more.
We worship, 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 we worship.
Lift our hands all over the building. He's faithful in this place. Come on, lift them up high. Father, we bless your name in this place. Come on, all over the building. All hands. In one accord in this place this morning. All hands to the sky because he deserves it. Father, we honor you. We worship you in this place. We bless your name in this place. You're worthy to be praised. Come on and tell them you're worthy to be praised, God. We magnify you in this house. This moment belongs to you. And so we thank you for your presence. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. We just thank you so much, Father. We call you Father. And so we thank you just for who you are in our lives and who you are in this moment. God, thank you for loving us in spite of us. Thank you for believing in us when we didn't believe in ourselves, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy to keep us in line. Thank you for forgiving us every time, God. We just appreciate all the things that you've done for us as a loving Father. Right now, this moment belongs completely and totally to you. We surrender right now, God. We surrender everything we have, every thought, every feeling, God, every emotion that we have. We surrender it right now in this moment, right now in this time to you, God. Have your way. We get out the way so we can be in the way, God. We thank you so much for it. We bless this service right now. And every person under the sound of my voice receive everything that they're supposed to receive this morning in the fullness of your anointing. That every sick body be healed by the blood of Jesus. That every confused mind be straightened. That every unsaved person become born again. That every lost person rededicate this morning. God, we love you so very much. We thank you ahead of time for everything you're going to do. Holy Spirit, walk up and down these aisles, Holy Spirit. Walk up and down these aisles, Holy Spirit. I said walk up and down these aisles, Holy Spirit. Walk through the internet, Holy Spirit. There's no distance in the Spirit. We thank you right now that you are doing your work everywhere connected to this ministry this morning, God. We thank you so much for it. We thank you so much for it. God, we just want to say thank you. I say it again, God, we just want to say thank you. All of us as a family, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us and guiding us and protecting us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, lift your hands and tell him thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can't say thank you enough, God. We give you the glory. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, turn around and make yourselves friendly with somebody in the presence of the Lord this morning. It's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Really quick, if this is your first time here on a Sunday morning, you may have been here for a special meeting or some other service we've had, but it's your first time here on a Sunday morning, go ahead and wave your hands at me wherever you are. First time here on a Sunday morning, Word of Life, you need to be looking around. I see you, bro. I see you. All right. Come on, first time here on a Sunday morning. Let me see your hands. I see you over there. Okay. Am I missing anybody? First time here on a Sunday morning. Well, listen, we welcome you here to Word of Life Christian Center. We believe that God will speak something to you that will change your lives forever. And so we appreciate you being here. You could have been anywhere you wanted to be this morning, but you're worshiping with us. And so we love you and we appreciate you being here. Wave your hands at me again. Word of Life, look around. Word of Life, look around. Wave your hands at me again. Word of Life, give them a nice, warm Word of Life welcome. And thank you again for coming. Amen. Would all the fathers stand, please? All the fathers in the house. Come on, we're going to clap for the fathers. Let's clap for the fathers. The fathers have a special place in the family. It's the foundation, it's the rock, it's the cornerstone. And so we just want to say we appreciate you this morning. Happy Father's Day to you all. We ask that God bless you and continue to bless you and give you favor as a father. And we know that everything will be blessed from here on out. Amen. On behalf of Apostle and First Lady, we just want to say Happy Father's Day to you. Amen. Now, you may be seated. Now, I want to say something to my daddy. I'll wait. I'll wait. There's I don't have, there's no words. I don't have them. There's no words to say what you've done for me as a physical son, but also for us as sons and daughters. Amen. And so we just want to say we appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep following. We're going to keep submitting. And we're going to keep going higher and higher. Amen. So one last time, let's make some noise and happy Father's Day for Apostle. Amen. Come on, come on. Stand on your feet. Everybody in the house on your feet. Everybody in the house on your feet. Everybody in the house on your feet. Amen, 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 amen. Now you may be seated. Amen.
Seek and you'll find, so I'll come running after you. You said stay for a while, and I reveal my heart to you. I long to see. I will love. I will love, so I will love you. You are my everything. So I will love.
Now let me train you. Let me train you. You done had a lot of songs like that. We need to step it up. We need. You see, you gotta watch the beat of your song. You praise and worship, and then come alive. Come alive. So I need a come alive song. Okay. Now, nothing wrong with that song. You understand? You listen to me? It's a beautiful song. But you have to change your pace. I got churches watching. I got hundreds of churches watching, and they're patterning after this church. And so the people need to just, they need to jump a little bit. Loop that life. You can't do all praise and worship. You can't. All your song can't be on the same note. You got. Yeah, that's good. Right.
That's good.
Who won't pastor this church? You or me? I'm just kidding. No, we need. Y'all need to go in the socket somewhere now. I don't know what y'all gonna do, but y'all need to come on out.
Everybody, press in! Hallelujah! Lift your head!
lost with a broken heart. You picked me up, now I'm set apart. From the ash I am born again, forever safe in the Savior's hand. You are more than my words can say. I follow you, but for all my days, follow you, follow your ways. Forever free and unending. Hey, you are out. You are, you are, you are my freedom. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. Your love, your love, never ending. Oh, oh, oh. You are love.
You are love. It ain't us. Nothing can take your love.
You are all we
need. We need. Come on, let's take off the
road. Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. I was lost, yeah.
I was lost with a broken heart.
You picked me up,
now I'm set apart.
Come in, I shine born again.
Forever safe.
You are more, yeah. You are more than I was to say.
I follow you.
Follow you, God, all my days.
Fix my eyes,
fix my eyes,
following your way. Forever free, never ending.
Hey, 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 you are,
you are, you are, you are my freedom. We lift you higher, we lift you higher. Your love, your love, your love, never ending. Oh, oh, you are my
life. You are my
life.
Oh, I got one more chance, and I'm going to preach. That's training there, isn't it? They're getting trained now, but. Somebody said, I've never been in no church like that. Well, you're at it now. I can't find it. I'm gonna walk on it. Y'all pray for him. Yeah, you be up here. You want somebody praying for you? It's there. It's there. It's there. I want them to learn how to pick it up. It's there. You'll know. Everybody will know it when it hit.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made.
What a Sunday, what a Sunday. Y'all got to excuse us. We're working on something. Y'all got to excuse us. Y'all know that wasn't it.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Uh-huh.
I feel him in the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, oh, oh. The presence of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Yeah, right.
The power of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, oh, oh. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is. The power of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. Here it comes. the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. Yeah. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing right now.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here.
The power of the Lord.
The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here.
Will produce people who know how to go in and out of the spirit. Every now and then you got to have this type of fight. It causes you to grow better and to flow better. Now, you know, 40-something years I've been flowing in the spirit, and there's just some things I know in my knower, and when a song is not in the spirit, realm. There's nothing wrong with the singers. It's just an atmosphere call. I want them to learn how to call the shots, how to get deeper and deeper and know how to flow. I know you got to come out of praise and worship. You got to go to a place of celebration. I understand that. And they're pushing, but I'm glad to see them where they are this morning. Yeah. Pushing and pressing. Pushing and pressing. And they practice all the time. They practice all the time. But they're training. I think the Lord is training them for another level, another degree of ministry. Bow your head. Father, we're so thankful that your word is alive. Your people is alive. We thank you. We thank you for cherishing what you're present this morning. Let us see what you want us to see in your word. We thank you for these children who surround us and back us up all the time. Continue anointing them and giving them new songs and new adventures in the spirit. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach long today. Stop laughing at me. I did pretty good last Sunday. I got out 45 minutes. I think I got. No, I've been training myself to preach an hour. Father and Fred Pratt, I preach an hour every time, hour and a half. One time I preached 2 hours. I think my wife wanted to call me and tell me, sit down. Don't destroy yourself in one setting. Praise the Lord. Now they're going to talk. What did we do today? What's the matter with our man of God today? Just training. Crybabies couldn't do that. It wouldn't be here next Sunday. They all have a cold. Afraid I'm going to stand up again. You know. No, I don't make it a habit of interrupting people. But yes. But I know Flo. I want you to open your Bibles to three places this morning. I'll probably try to do justice and yield to the Holy Spirit for one of them, at least one out of three. The Lord kept dealing with me. I'm preparing you now for camp meeting. And well, if you were here Wednesday night, we dealt in the spirit realm to some degree. And I want to go in the spirit realm with the word. See, the word of God, when it's spoken right, create a spirit atmosphere. That's why he said, my word, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is alive. It's not just a story you tell. It actually, the very atmosphere going, it bring it alive to minister to people. And so we'll try to do that for a few moments. In Hebrews chapter 12, I'm going to pull one verse. You could read the rest, but it's talking about training. It's talking about discipline, developing, correcting, directing. This is ninth verse. It's talking about a fatherly relationship and how the father will discipline you and test you but he's not talking about sickness and disease. The Lord does not train us by sickness and disease. That wouldn't be no father I want to have. And today I want you, in training you in the spirit, want you to come to know how to honor your Heavenly Father on a daily basis, not on Father's Day. You'll be in for the blessing of your life. If you ever learn how to honor the Father of all fathers every day, there's a way to do it. And the Father operates through the Holy Ghost. You heard what I said? Yeah. Say it to me. The Holy Ghost is the Father's spirit. And that's the way he operates. And so to honor him, you have to know how to honor him in the spirit by yielding to his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. All right, now you're going to be short moments. The Spirit of God will come in and take some of the things he'll train you with and touch you with it. Now, that ninth verse is talking about, you see that word, chastisement. You see that word, yeah, chastisement or chasing. That word means train, discipline, discipleship. That word is a word that's telling you various ways that God want to make you like him. All right? Train. Let's think about training. Think about correcting some things. And then it gives a comparison, then a ninth verse. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh. And that's the day we're thinking about our physical father, which corrected us. And we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Now, it's talking about living a particular kind of life in another realm of life that nothing and nobody in this realm or no other realm can stop. But you have to learn how to honor him in the spirit and how to function in the spirit. Bring that water here, sir. I've been doing good all the week. He knows what's going on. But he didn't know when camp meeting was. He came too early. And so here we have the comparison of a physical father making correction and training his children in the flesh of how to live right. We all had to do that. Father, we all had to do that, right? I got more father than you. Y'all don't train your children? That's why they're so away with it. Y'all don't train them? Y'all should all been backing me up when I said, Father, we got to do that. Every father should have done it. Yeah. Answered me. Y'all said, huh? Now notice the 10th verse there. For they verily for a few days chasing us after their own pleasure. What do you mean after their own pleasure? To the best of their ability. They might be wrong. But see, the other father is never wrong. See, look, notice what he said he does. But he for our profit. That we might be what? All right, turn to John Gospel, chapter 4. John Gospel, chapter 4. Now, the Holy Spirit will open this up to you to see it another way. Glory to God. In John 4, now, I will teach it this time. Is the Lord Jesus himself. And he gave us a keynote understanding here of our relationship with the Father, our Heavenly Father, the one they call in the text we just read, the Father of spirits. See, he's not the Father of your soul. He's not the Father of your body. He's the Father of your spirit. He tells you in your spirit what to do with your soul. And what to do with your body. All right? But if you're going to honor him on a daily basis, all the things that the Holy Spirit is capable of doing, you got to let him do. Are you following me? See, the Father ministers to us through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit and the Father is one. So here Jesus said in John 4, 23, but the hour comes and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father. You see? Now how? In spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. See? In spirit and truth. Now, there's another verse that clarify all of this in one hidden. In John chapter 16. John chapter 16. And then I'm going to start giving some points right quick. How to honor the Father of all fathers, the Heavenly Father. In John chapter 16, and I'll do this more better, I'll do it more clear. There's some more things I want to say about it in camp meeting. But I want to get you prepared for it because the camp meeting will be flowing in the Spirit. Now, in John 16, this 12th verse, John 16, 12, tell us if you're not ready, you won't be able to flow. If you don't know how to honor the Father, if you don't know how, and see, when you're honoring the Holy Spirit, you're not grieving, you're not quenching, you're not resisting, you're not vexing the Holy Spirit. You're honoring the Father. Because he's the Father executive. And he carries out the Father's business. And so you have to learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. See what I said? If you don't know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, you cannot honor the Father. Are you following me? And notice he said that he talked about spirit and truth. Now, if you don't develop and let the Lord train you, there are many places or many things he wants to do through you or with you or for you or say to you, you're not going to be able to handle it. Now, this is the Lord prophesying. This verse I just read is a prophetical verse because at that time in the gospel, Jesus had not manifested, or the Holy Spirit had not been presented to the church in its fullness. The Holy Spirit was in the whole Bible. You understand that? But in the dimension of indwelling us and becoming new creatures, that had not happened yet. So actually, this verse in John 16, 12 through 15 is the Lord prophesying about how the present day ministry of Jesus is going to be. So he's in one dimension. Jesus is in one dimension talking about another dimension. Actually, Jesus is in the Old Testament talking about the New Testament. Now, for a long time, I didn't know Matthew, Mark, Luke, gospel was still in the Old Testament. Wasn't no New Testament certified until he died. The blood had to be shed. So if you want to be a good student of the Bible, and many theologians are arguing about it, you know, because they think the life of Jesus is actually the New Testament have been given. No, Jesus was illustrated in his life of how a man can operate after the Spirit is able to live on the inside of him. He was giving us a highlight view of how much demons and disease have to respect a man, a woman, who is filled with the Spirit and know they are. Problem is, most church members don't know who they are in power and in glory because what he did at the cross. It's a closed deal. You are victorious in every, watch this, awkward moment in your life. But you got to know how to function. And so could we be in a new dispensation living in the old? Are you willing to let him train you that you understand how to function without your senses operating? You understood that statement? You have to permit, you can't honor God sense-wise. And so he's saying there, before the Holy Spirit is in the disposition we're living in now, living on the inside of us, we're new creatures and filled with the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues. That hadn't happened yet. So he says, right now I can't tell you what I won't tell you. Now, some of us still right now, though. And it's my job to move you from the right now 12 verse and on into the 13, 14, and 15 verses. In which this is the time you live in. You should never be in a jam. You should never be tricked beyond recovery. There's somebody in you that knows everything. Every disease is already defeated. Every trap the enemy has set and will set for you is already tripped. But when he talked to you, you got to know how to hear it. Every time you need something, oh my goodness. Every time you need something, God make a way and tell you how to get there. Well, why I'm not there? You don't know. That's what I'm here to train you for. See, the Spirit of God, you know, you're talking about being led by the Spirit. Now in this text here, watch this. Right there. Let's go from the 12th verse. Now, let's act like we know where we are. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, who you look for to worship him? How you want to worship him? Yeah, John. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Watch it now. Three times he said, he will show you. Wait a minute, we must be not in the same Bible. I'm in verse 13. He will show you what? Things to come. He will show you. You want me to make a statement here that I think will clarify this? When you understand this, you always will be ahead of life. Because he said he'll show you he's here. In the very atmosphere, that's what y'all saying? He'll show you things to come. So, with that in mind, you listening? You can't set me up. If you're messing with me, I know where you are. And I know what you're up to. And I got something to deal with you. That's a good life. But what's sad about it, the average Christian is not living like that. See, he'll show you things to come ahead of time. Watch this. He shall glorify me, verse 14. See that? Oh my goodness. It's a shame to read this without attention. It's a shame for us to be familiar with this verse. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. How much do I have to receive? Receive of mine, hear it again, and shall show it unto you. You know what he's saying? You can't see it unless you know how to let him show it to you. That's why we've been missing a lot of blessing. That's why we haven't been where we want to be. So many people are not where they want to be in life. Somebody always trying to go somewhere. When are you going to arrive? When you going to be where you want to be? You know, I'm where I want to be right now. He showed it to me. I went after it. It came after me. I arrived. Now I'm praying he's going to show me some other places. But you finally got to arrive. Tell the point next to you finally got to arrive where you're going. The church always traveling. People just traveling. If I get here, if I get there. God don't get somewhere. The Holy Spirit, but you got to let the Holy Spirit, you see what I'm saying? You got to let the Holy Spirit show it to you. He's your helper. He's not going to show you to you, but he's going to help you get there. All right. Notice the next verse. It's 15. You just keep pointing on. Watch. All things that the Father are mine. Therefore said I that he would take of mine, the third time now, and do what? If you don't show it to you, what's going to happen? You're not going to see it. See, we're talking about honoring the Father. When you honor the Father, is the Father operate through the Holy Spirit. Let me give you some things you can write down. One thing when I was studying here, and the Lord take backdrops of a lot of study, he took some words from Jesus, what Mary said about Jesus, and said it about the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Holy Ghost say to you, do it. Or, let's say it this way. Make sure what you do seem as good to the Holy Ghost. All right, you heard that? Huh? Now, get ready because I'm about to tell you something that's going to introduce you to another stage of your life. He, the Holy Spirit, I'm saying this to you because I want you to hear this, will accompany you from this day forward in all of your life situations. See, I'm saying it to you so you can have faith for it. So, well, you can say a certain scenario come up, and you can say, Holy Spirit, I know you're here. I know you have the answer. He will accompany you from this day forward in all of your life situation. I don't care if you're crossing the track, driving the bus, riding the plane, sitting in your living room. He will accompany you. You got to take that in. You have to know that's your divine right to know everything, especially about your life. Then if you're in a puzzle, you trust him so much you don't see the puzzle. That's what the Lord's trying to get us, all right? From this day forward, this is what he told me to tell you. By seeing the unfolding of the Father himself, his wills, his will, his display of what he want to do for you, all his promises. If you listen to me, as feeble as it sounds, you will be marked for revelation, manifestation, and demonstration the rest of your day. So I declare revelation coming to you on a daily basis, manifestation coming to you on a daily basis, demonstration coming to you on a daily basis. And all you're going to be able to say is, wow! There's a lot of wows God can have in store for you. Shocking moments where God just do something. You say, child, I don't know how this happened. Oop, there it is. Christians should be baffling to heathen. But it has to be knowing how to honor the Father by accepting what the Father has done for you in the spirit realm. My goodness. My goodness. There is a sweatless anointing. But you got to know how to carry it. You got to know how to take it, and you got to know how to keep it all for efficiency. There's a sweat, and I'm going to take it in some of them in a few minutes. There's a sweatless anointing. Say sweatless anointing. Notice Proverbs 20:27. There's a spirit in man, or the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching. What are you searching for? What are you searching for? He's searching you to get you in a position that he can show you. Now, don't get angry with me. Most of y'all are in so many dark places. I don't know why you're in all them dark places. When he said, thy word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, but it has to be a combination with the Holy Spirit. Now, you need to come on out. You see what I'm saying? I know I'm dealing with thousands of years of tradition. I'm dealing with thousands of years of religion. I know that. I've been dealing with thousands of years. Including myself. I had to deal with my religious self and traditional self. But I broke out. And everybody connected to me is supposed to get out. It don't take this much time to do nothing. I'm ready to get out. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, we're just praying about the same thing. God dug it. You ought to have a new prayer list by now. If the Bible right? The Bible says, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, ask what you will and it be done to you. If that's true, this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything on the will. We know we have the petition we desire of him. That's true. Therefore, I send you what things serve you desire. When you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. If that's true, your prayer list should change. But you know doggone well it hasn't. Same prayer for the same thing. Talk to me. But all these thousand years of religion and tradition, there's still some religious dog barking in your ear. Even though I come here and I hit you and make you mad and everything else, you know, and tell you a whole lot of truth, but it won't do no good because James said don't only be a, but be a doer. Said a man look in the mirror and forget what manner of man he was. I don't have to put up this remote. The pastor, the prophet, the apostle told me, I can do this. I'm stepping out of this. All of it is by faith. You got to use your faith. See, how can I say that? I don't want y'all to do nothing foolish, but I'm going to tell you something. How you say that about a risk that is really not a risk? Risk, R-I-S-K, risk. How you, it's the way you say it. About a, y'all don't know it? No wonder. You know, like you're taking a risk. That's another way to say it, though. Calculated risk. Y'all didn't know that one? I really got some problem here. See, a calculated risk is you already know what's going to come out. You see, so all the promises of God are calculated risks. It's already done. You just got to trust him, hear him clear, and jump in. You can't fully explain how it's going to come out like it's going to come out. But you know it's going to come out because he said it. God, dog, some of y'all should answer that question. about calculated risk. Some of y'all should answer that. God, dog, y'all make me worried now. You're going to have to take risks, but they're calculated. See, in faith, there's no sure spot to stand in. You got to keep moving. You got to take what you call in the secular world, they're taking our stuff, a leap of faith. Jump out there and you don't know where the bottom at. But you know the bottom is there because he said so. I think the problem is some of y'all being too careful, too neat, too nice. That's why we're not seeing the breakthroughs like we should see. And see, some of y'all think I'm not saying that because I'm, oh Lord, it's getting late in the evening. And the sun is nowhere around. No, I'm trying to tell you, this is a life you can live. I'm aiming in the to live it before you. All right. Here's three things I want you to get. These things, I preach these things, but I need to tell them to you again. When you're honoring the Father, are you write this down. What happened when the Holy Ghost is in charge? What should be happening? God dog it. What should be happening to a person's life if the Holy Ghost really is in charge? And how do I fully put the Holy Ghost in charge of my life? All right? Well, let me give you these three things, then I'm going to give you three or four things that you can do. It will produce days of heaven on earth. God's will be done on and in earth as it is in heaven. See, that's why he said secret. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll come in agreement with you. I'll bind it in heaven. Now, When you bind, nothing might not happen. But because I'm in agreement with you, and I give you my promise, when I bind it, we got it. All right, here we go now. That's one side of it. Yeah, you know. Whatever you loose on earth. Didn't he say it? I will loose in heaven. God is not a man that he should lie. What you been losing? What you been saying with your mouth? I ain't gonna make it. Lord, I've been going through this so long. That's why you're going through it. You keep saying it. Miracles, signs, and wonders will flow in the glory of his presence. All impossibilities will become possible. Write that down. All impossibilities, as I flow with the Holy Ghost, all impossibilities will become possible. As you yield to the chief executive of God's power. Turn to Ephesians 3:16. Let me give you some pointers right quick. Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Ghost, Ephesians 3:16, the Holy Ghost will impart inner, unscheduled confidence to operate in the supernatural. Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Ghost will impart inner, unscheduled confidence to operate in the supernatural. In other words, it wasn't on your list. But on the other hand, it's still on your list. Because everything God said about you belonged to you. Why did it have to be unscheduled? Your mind couldn't pack all God said belonged to you. So you have to have unscheduled confidence. That's why he says we walk by faith and not by sight, because you're walking in an unknown schedule sometimes. But when you need it, somebody finish that. It'll be there. When you need, say it, when you need it, it'll be there. Tell three people I'm coming out. Out of what? Everything I don't want. That's what I'm coming out. You know what I'm talking about. I'm coming out. You know what I'm saying. Everything that had me limited. Everything that act like I'm not a Christian. Everything act like I'm not connected with God. Everything act like I don't have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. I'm about to let God show off in my life. I'm about to make Jesus proud of me. I'm taking all limit off right now. I ain't living on a limited salary. I ain't living on a limited place. I can do whatever God say I can do. I'm going to get my breakthrough. The devil is a liar. He can take his hand off me, my children, everything I got now. What? Boy. Don't you start nothing up here. So you honor him by flowing in the spirit. He's a spirit. And you give him the right to be a father to you. My goodness. 3:16, you there? Because I got quickly. 3:16. Oh, my. I told you about another verse, but I'm going to quote another one out of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bless us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is a done deal. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, with all spiritual blessing. Spiritual blessing denotes You listening? Spiritual blessing denote manifestation, demonstration, and creation. God said, if I don't have it, I'll make it just for you. I see some of y'all don't get excited over nothing, man. Y'all. I tell you one thing, look at me. I don't care, I'm going there. You can sit there like a frog on a log and act like I'm not saying nothing. Just keep hopping around. I'm going to fly right over you. Because the Lord talking to somebody up in here. Somebody got enough. Enough is enough. Somebody got enough of just reading the Bible, just praying. They got enough. They want God to be God like he say he is. And now you're learning how to cooperate with him. See, your expectation has to be different when you hear the word of God. I'm not talking about I've been to church. You learn how to function in the Holy, how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. How to let him make it happen. They prayed in tongue and magnified God. How you think they magnified God? It wasn't just praying and worship. They permitted God to be God. Permitted him to be, permitted him to be a father. God is not everybody's father. I don't care what kind of religion they come up with. God is not everybody's father, but he's mine. What about you? You have to have a born again experience for God to be your father. All these people talking about God all our father. No, he's not. So, listen to me. I must be in a privileged position. If he's not just my God, he's my father. Look like I've made another connection that causes me to have divine privileges that are not available to everybody. So I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to live different. I'm supposed to expect different. I'm supposed to receive different. Because I'm connected, he's my father. He's not just my God. We're closer than that. By the way, I'm closer than God being a God. It's a personal thing. He's my father. Some people ain't never seen it. They never seen it. You never seen that. Here's what I want you to do. I'm wrapping up my clothes. I'm going to teach you more next week. I'm wrapping up right now. What I want you to do. Things that you need to be carried out. I want you to stop just talking to him as a God. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. Now what that holy be thy name? It means that he has given you a name for everything you need. And that name is holy and cannot be turned down. Loretta, he's your father. But he's the father of your spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Now the next statement is so all inclusive. Healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Principle. And they just talking about healing. My God shall supply all. Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I know. Woo! Well, yeah, Montreal, come on, man. Montreal, come on. But I want a short invitation this morning. I don't want long. They're coming. They don't come. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, give him a chance to come. Go ahead, give him a chance to come.
If you're here this morning, you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. I want you to step on out in the aisle and make your way here to the altar so we can pray. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Secondly, you're here, you're born again, but you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I want you to step on out in the aisle and make your way here to the altar so we can pray this morning. Thirdly, in here, in what they call a backslidden condition, all that means is you want to rededicate, you want to get back close to the will of God, you want to get things right today. Today is your day, no condemnation, all love, if that's you. I want you to step on out and make your way to the altar so we can pray together this morning. And lastly, you believe God's calling you to be a part of this local body, you want to join the Word of Life Christian Center, get your things and meet me at the altar so we can pray.
Who God told you? Come on up here. Who God been telling you? You've been arguing. You better quit this arguing and get yourself up here so you can have your covering when you need it. You know God has spoken to you. You better move. I say you better move. You don't get this when you need it. You got to get this ahead of time. And you won't need it. Who else? You know, most people than me, well, I don't know. Well, let me say it like this. Most people try to steal the anointing. You can't steal the anointing. You got to become a part of it. See? So whatever happening in here, it'll begin to come on you so strong now. See, but you can't just, you know what, I go there all the time. I believe in a roll call me. I believe your name need to be on the roll. Because I'm sure not going to see about nobody just calling me tomorrow. I was at your church. I ain't coming. I ain't got time to go to people at my church. Just visit, you know. All right, pray for them and send them to the back.
Shut your hands this way. Father, we thank you for these two men, Father God. We thank you for their lives and everything you call for them right now. Let them see vision through your eyes, God. Let their lives be changed forever the better. And whatever they came to receive, let them receive it in the fullness of your anointing. Let their lives be a witness to everybody they come in contact with that you are Lord. We thank you right now for everything you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. If you turn right there to your right, go with that man with the Bible. He'll take care of you. Amen.
All right. That's it. Yeah. Let's see. Stay right there. Let me give you a capacity of the Spirit. For the last 2 weeks, I've been every dead person I know, name and face, been coming before me. So I say, God dog it. I say, what's it getting close to me or not? I'll be seeing all these dead folks. So I start dealing with it. But something I didn't know. You have to know. Now I'm going to train you now. You listening? You have to know how to ask the Lord, who is it? Now, I've had that happen to me before. I've turned people's death around more than many times. I saw the name, especially my family member, I could turn it around until the end of the time comes, but I can turn it around. But you got to train yourself. Sometimes you're going to have dreams. Sometimes the person's name going to come up. Then sometimes things start happening, and you ask the Lord, who is it? All right. Now, sitting in my study, you got to understand my study. My wife got a design where I sat at my desk. I could see clean into the dining room, into the foyer. And I got a window I see outside if I want to look outside. Then they got another glass door going to the great room. That's the, you know, you got every house need a great room. Where things are great, you know. But I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden Jesus passed by. But I just saw his garment. He just passed right on by. Now Leroy saw him. He just passed on by. What's up? Could have stopped and talked to him. But then, a few minutes later, he had a white robe on. The one over here, right? Somebody passed with a black robe on. That was death. All right? And so, I'm coming here to check in the mic, and I told all that. And then, I'm sitting, 3 o'clock this morning, my niece called and told me my oldest brother gone home to be with the Lord. He's 83 years old. He's named after my father, William Thompson Jr. Called him Bill. But he lived a full life. He's 83, and he's still living. Where he died, he's still living. He's just up, never been in the bed, never been, you know, down. That's the way to go, baby. I don't want to go in no rest home and all that with no stick and all them and everybody else feeding me and messing with all my private part and wiping me out, wiping myself. But she told me that, but, you know, I don't know if I could have changed that. I probably couldn't because the Lord didn't, he never messed with me. But Bill lived a good life. He's my older brother. He's next to him, Roy. Next to him, Roy went in the back. Then I have two other brothers living. But I'm satisfied with the life that Bill lived because Bill was wayward. Way wayward, just like I was. God saved Cam E. It wasn't perfect what he came in, but the reason he's not only he close to me because he's my brother, he's the one who took me to church that morning I got saved. And he wasn't a church goer. He came across the pastor and said, man, let's go to church. And I thought, I think about it now is him taking care of, see, I'm the youngest one, little brother. Now, when I came out of school, finished high school, I did finish high school in case you don't know. He the one took me on his wing to work construction on him. Now, he was in the plant, but he took me to work with the construction group. And then I got hired at the plant. He put a word in me, so I got my first job with him. Then he come back 4 or 5 years later, tell me, say, now, no integration in the plant at all at that time. All operators are white, no black operators. And he tell me, say, you can do it. He said, got a test out. They can fit and open it up. I'm going to put your name in. I said, all right, great. And so I passed the test, and I became the first black operator out there. And, man, when I got it, it was setting down. Everybody was setting down. I said, man, what are we going to do something? He said, we're going to take some reading after a while. I said, Jesus. But it was him. Now, I'm going to skip ahead. I'm going to tell you something else. When I got married, I was B-R-O-K-E capital G-F-G-Y-P-Q-U. Broke. I'm trying to emphasize being broke. Beyond broke. And so Carol and I, now we had a nice reception and everything, nice wedding. But we weren't able to go nowhere. We were going to go back to the house or go where we were living at the time. We were living, mom. And he walked up and gave me $100. $100 at that time, Jesus had come back. And so we were able to go to Baton Rouge. So all that time in my life, it seemed like he was overshadowing me. Now, he got that $100 back a many times, though, because I took him lump sum sometimes. I reminded what he had done for me. But I want to back and tell you something else. Now, when I quit my job after 16 years, I couldn't tell him. When he found out, I had to be gone. Because he probably would have, won't think about it now, you know. I couldn't, so I didn't tell nobody. So he got me the job. Now, what would you think about this? And then somebody has to go tell him, man, your brother gone. And I know he said sometimes, is Leroy out of his mind? I done got him this job. I had a good job. But no, the Lord has spoken. Yeah. Now, when you lose loved one, because I know all y'all done went through this, you feel it, you sense it. But you have to be strong. You have to recognize that God got it. You know, I'm gonna go out there and talk to my niece, and he got, I don't know how many, I know he got a bunch of children, and you know, I don't know how many grandchildren he got. But I'm gonna go out there after I rest a little bit, I'm gonna go out there and talk with him and do whatever I can, whatever it take, money, whatever it take, honey, whatever it take. I'm gonna work with him to make sure he's okay. Alright? I don't know about the funeral service stuff if they had time to get that arranged, you know. But I'll have time to make an announcement when it's gonna be in work. I know he's a member of Christian Assembly. I don't know. So I don't know how they're gonna arrange it. I probably won't have no part in that, but I'll be there with him. But he lived his whole life out. Moving. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? So my wife, you know, my children and my wife trying to work, look out for me to say, oh. My trail can preach anymore. I said, no, he ain't. No, I can't. Leroy had a bad heart when he was small. And the heart ran off one night. We were supposed to have church. Just, you know, it'd be turning blue. It just wasn't hardly breathing. I told Calvin, take him on to the hospital. I came to Mount Zion and preach. See, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. See, and I'm not going to ever cop out when it comes down to this gospel. The Lord been too good to me. The Lord been too good to me, you know. And so I told my wife, no. I said, no, indeed. I said, honey, she's watching out for her husband. I said, honey, no, I'm going to preach. I'll preach and I'll tell the people after. I wasn't going to tell you before. I'll tell you after. But, man, I'll preach this gospel. And you know what? You know what? That is what he wanted me to do. Right. He know this is my life. This all is all right. I'll tell you something else. Montrell had a word, undoubtedly a word of knowledge. When I asked Brother Hagin, asked the Lord when I first met Brother Hagin, I was at John Osteen Church sitting in the corner over there because we didn't know you had to go early. I asked the Lord to let Brother Hagin come on the side. I didn't know who he was, but said, I want to see what this fellow doing, what this man doing. So he came over there and stood right before Carol and I and some other people and preached right on that corner. All the people out there, but he preached right there. Exactly what I asked the Lord. Are you listening? Yes. So I'm about to tell you something heavy, heavy. All right. Now, all these years, that's 16 years ago at least, huh? About 16 years ago, how long has that been? But that when we was at John Osteen Church and Brother Hagin life. How many years altogether about? Roughly. Years, I say. I need to know how many years. About 30 years. All right, about 30 years. I asked that and it never stopped. I didn't know it. When Montrell saw it, Montrell said, the request you made about Brother Hagin, the rest of his life, the rest of the 30 years, when I come in the meeting, see if I be in a meeting like this, if I be where Hayes are at, right there, that's where he's going to stand. From that prayer 30 years ago. Matter of fact, they asked him, and said, they talked to him about it and tried to stop him, and he tried to stop. And he go over there, and he preached, well, Janet, you be at the meeting. He preached a little while. Lewis, he come right back over there where I am. But I didn't know it. I didn't know it. Now, from that revelation, I come to another one. I'm quick. Let me try to help him tell you this. I was going to tell you doing, but I got to tell you now. I read a book that was written in the 1800s by a man called Brother Lawrence. He was a cook by profession. And the name of the book is Practicing the Presence of God. And he said this statement. When he's praying, and when he's cooking, he's in the same position with God. And so I read the book more than one time over the years. And then from that revelation about Brother Hagin kept on coming, because I had asked, I was sending my portion of the Lord revealing me. He said, you don't have to practice my presence. I've been with you 40-something years. When you ask me to be with you in a special way, I've been, you. That's why you can't put my Bible down. That's why you can't be in a conversation for 4 or 5 minutes. You're going to say something about Jesus. That's why you read all the time. My family tell you reading all the time. Because he's always there. Listen to that. You listening? You listening? He says, the average person is trying to get in my presence. He says, you have to try to get out to be normal. So just talk to people, you know. People want to talk. Just talk to people, say hello and stuff. He says, no, the average Christian is hustling to get in my presence. I give it to you 40-something years ago and never left you. So I don't have to practice his presence. He's just there. Riding a motorcycle, he's just there. Barbershop, he's just there. Always, Janet, always aware. I can't hardly take it now. He just overwhelmed me all the time, all the time. He's there. Now, listen, you can have this. Watch what I'm saying. Are you willing to pay the price? How much it costs, Reverend? All that you have. You had to give him your all. But he's always there. My family could tell you. You know, Montrell could tell you. Montrell might come in at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. There I am. I'm reading. Leave out at 8 o'clock the next morning. I'm on the front porch. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this just don't happen. There's a price to pay. I told the Lord, I want him. The rest of that stuff is all right. I want him. When I told him that, he said, now, you remember Solomon? Huh? Solomon asked him, Lord, give me the wisdom to go in and out among your people. God said, just because you asked me that. See, word of life. This is not an accidental life. This is on purpose. And I give him the glory. And see the offering you got.
You may be seated. Ushers are in the aisles. If you need an offering envelope, lift your hands. And they'll be ready to serve you.
It just bother you at night, staying up. It's been there for years, but it don't bother you in the daytime. It just bother you at nighttime. Stand up. You're about to get rid of it. It just bother you. It over the year, it just bother you. In the daytime, it don't bother you. At nighttime, it bother you. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. That's a spirit. That's a spirit, and what he's doing is, he ain't going to do the same thing to me. What he's doing is, at night, he works better. Why? He is the spirit of darkness. And so he runs parallel with the natural darkness. So the day, we're going to break his power.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing what I saw in the spirit. No matter what it is, when I point my finger out there and say that power is broken, it's broken. And some of y'all been dealing with it many years, long time, the Lord told me. Long time. It's just at nighttime. At daytime, it don't even bother you. Just at night. Well, it's a spirit. That don't mean you have a spirit. That means that you're a threat. You didn't get it. And so he's trying to vex you. All right? Lift your hand, both hands now. And many of y'all are going to get instant result when I say it. And you're going to know it. And you know it. Instant result. Some it may be an itch. It may be restlessness. It may be in your digestive system at night. It don't work right. It may be going to the bathroom 8 or 9 times a night. And some people talk about it's old. And then God has fixed you where it'll work till you wear out. So I want you to have your eyes open, because I want you to see when I put my hand at you. And I want you to release your faith, because this thing is a done deal. I almost left it alone. The Spirit of God had told me about it 3 times. I want every report to come in of the manifestation, all right? I'm going to count to 3, and I'm going to declare it done. And I want you to receive it. 1, good God Almighty, I sense a breakthrough. 2, now in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice that are standing, I declare and decree by direction of the head of the church, you go free from it for the rest of your life. In Jesus' mighty, majestic, all-powerful name. Amen. 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 So it be. The power of the enemy is broken forever. It is destroyed over your life. Now. Just put the date down in your diary. Go ahead, John. Hello. Huh? Y'all don't say nothing? Y'all got to get that doggone time off your mind. Y'all got to get them little Mickey Mouse schedules off your mind. What they doing for you? How they work for you? These little schedules, these little schedules. Y'all, when y'all get under the unction and under the spirit, y'all got to stop thinking about the little food you're going to eat, the little places you're going. That don't mean nothing. Them little programs y'all going, there ain't nothing compared to this. Jesus. Y'all let an unction function. You don't pull on the anointing. If you don't want it, let somebody else get it. I shot the preacher up. My goodness. You don't say that? There's a movement of the spirit in here. It might be some way somebody can tell that they got it already. I mean, physically. It might be because it's moving in here right now. It's moving. The power. What? The glory moving. You don't sense that? Wow. 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 My goodness. Deliverance. Say it. Deliverance is mine. I have it now because God says so. Thank you, sir. Goodness. How many of y'all was here Wednesday night? Remember I talked about that leg? How many of y'all remember I talked about the leg, the van and the leg? How many of y'all remember that? Now, what happened a few minutes later? After I said about the leg. What happened? Y'all don't remember that. Look at you. 19 other things left. All right. I remember went to the hospital. and they were going to operate on her early in the morning through her leg. They called me. I didn't go. We just prayed. They called me. They called me back. Say, when the surgeon came in, he said, no operation. Everything is clearing up. Now, I don't know how many of those, out of those 19 things left that person, but a person associated with that person, I said, you remember? Because that person was here. I said, 19 things. Because the person had some complication, and I believe they all left. Wait, go ahead. I ain't gonna shut up no way. I'm gonna leave. Just go ahead.
Amen. Let's stand on our feet. Go ahead and lift your offerings. Father, we thank you for your principles of seed time and harvest. We appreciate the opportunity to sow into your kingdom. Father, as the increase comes, as the harvest comes, give us wisdom as it comes to handle it the way you called us to handle it, God. We thank you ahead of time in advance for everything you're going to do in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Ushers, you may serve the people. Stand on your feet. Once again, I want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. You enjoy the rest of the day and walk in the presence of God. You are dismissed. Hold on. Everybody keep your spot.
I had been dealing with sciatica at nighttime. Mostly at nighttime. It's gone.
Wow. Come on, let's praise God. Come on, let's praise God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, praise God.
And Philip brought 20-something men here. That ain't going to happen here. And he's going to have 20 out there tomorrow. He shouldn't have more men than I have. So I need 25 men to step out to the front right now. For tomorrow, I need 25 men. We can't let this happen. We're too much of a team to let this happen. Make the sacrifice. You don't have to stay all day, gentlemen. Brad was here the other day with me. Eli was here the other day with us. I just need 25. Somebody count them. We're not, ladies, we're not leaving you until I get 25. Who count? How many I got? 19. Well, that's six short, right? I can count a little bit. I need 25 men. Gentlemen, you don't have to stay out there, but I need y'all to show up. How many I got, huh? 21. I need four more real men to come on up here. We're not playing here, man. At 25? Amen.
Between 8 and 4:30 tomorrow, 8 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. Amen. Thank y'all. You are dismissed.